The hardest thing is when you spend so much time working in your business, you have very little time to work on your business.
Welcome to the Focus 5 Design Podcast, episode number 47. My name is Patrick McGilvray. My guest today is Suzanne Lautz-Singh. Suzanne is a body worker and whole food, plant-based certified nutrition coach. She is actually only one of three practitioners in the greater Cincinnati area certified in active release technique. Suzanne believes that ART, coupled with other muscle-specific therapies and plant-based nutrition, can get you to new heights in your health and your fitness. This podcast is brought to you by Focus 5 Design, a creative agency specializing in brand development and design for small businesses and entrepreneurs. You can learn more about what we do and see examples of our work at focus5design.com. Get focused and discover your remarkable brand. Suzanne and I had a very interesting conversation today. Most notably was the importance of standing for something in your business. For her, it's her belief in eating a whole food, plant-based diet. And that may turn some people off, and well, that's okay with her. Her goal is to gain the attention and trust of those who believe in her and her methods. So that and a lot more is coming your way, so let's get right to it. Here's Suzanne.
My name is Suzanne Lautz-Singh. I'm owner and CEO of Medical Massage Cincinnati Holistic Approach to Living. I really focus on helping people get out of pain, improve their flexibility, increase their physical performance, get healthy and de-stress. I'm really passionate about getting folks educated in whole food, plant-based nutrition, as well as how the body works and how that blends together to really support everything that you do in daily life, whether it's running, whether it's just being a great mom or a dad or whatever. But that plays such a key role, as you know, into what you do and how you function throughout the day.
Yeah, you absolutely don't have to convince me that nutrition is key to everything. And I think it's really cool. Two things I'll tell you that I think are really cool about you, Suzanne. Okay. So first of all, I think it's cool that you do more than just massage. You know, you can be a great massage therapist, but you choose to take it a step further and help people get healthy, holistically, like from their whole body right. perspective. And I think that's really cool and amazing. And the other thing is, I love that you are not afraid to talk about what you believe is important and the way that you believe nutrition should be, which is eating a whole foods, plant-based diet.
Exactly.
And I love that about you, that you are not afraid to just put that out there and be like, here's what I believe. You know, come along with me on this journey if you want. If not, that's cool, but I'm going to stick to my guns here. I love that.
Well, it's so great because, you know, in this day and age, right? So we're thinking a little bit more out of the box and people are looking at other alternative things in general. And it's always interesting when you start talking about how you eat and you say, you know, this is the way I eat. And people go, well, wait, you don't eat any meat? You don't eat any cheese? You don't have, and I'm like, yeah. And you know what? I don't really miss it. And I feel so much better. And the chronic pain or even the stressors in life start to become less than they ever were before. So I'm always putting it out there. I'm always trying to educate people with little pieces of stuff. Probably too much sometimes, but you know, you just take it or leave it and move on.
Well, that's cool. And I think you should do that. And I think you should keep doing that because it is who you are. And I tell people all the time, tell clients and, you know, when people ask me about, you know, branding, you know, one of the best ways you can differentiate is to be yourself. And when you have these strong beliefs and you really believe in yourself and you believe in this way of eating or this way of exercising or this form of massage or whatever it is, then just do that like wholeheartedly. And it's very attractive to people.
It really is. I mean, the specific type of body work that I do was one of the big game changers in the work that I do and what I come out with and how I talk about, you know, specific types of the body work that I do, because it is so, I don't know, I just get fired up about it, because there's just such great things that happen when you start utilizing that technique.
And so what is different about what you're doing?
What I do is, so I've taken the basic body work that everybody comes out of school with, right? And broke it down into, okay, what's going to be helpful for my clients and my people that I want to get out of pain? Now, I have a lot of athletes and a lot of people that are the weekend warriors. So that's, you know, just like you and me, just average people, not professional athletes, but part of them, part of the people that come to me are. But you're looking at something that's going to get them out of their initial pain and give them hope that things are going to get better, and then it's not something that's going to have to go back to, you know, Western medicine or surgery or PT or anything like that. You're going to give them something that, you know, look, it's this specific muscle in this specific dysfunction, and we can work through it and get you to a better place. So I think it's different in my approach. It's different in how I teach people about taking care of themselves. So it's much more focused mm-hmm. approach.
Well, from personal experience, I have had a massage from you, and it is amazing.
Great. Thank you.
So there's my testimonial. So talk to me a little bit about what you were doing before you decided to start this business on your own here, and how you got to where you are now.
Oh, wow. That's a long story. In a nutshell, I guess. we'll try and condense it down as much as possible.
That's cool. We could do the nutshell.
Yeah. Well, little background is I was my first career from another lifetime ago. I was the first female firefighter paramedic in Cincinnati area, and loved that work. It was so exciting. And you know, your life moves on. I left, I retired from that to take care of my kids and raise them. Was trying to get back in shape, had a lot of issues. There was, you know, tons of stress. There was the weight was being put on. I was trying to run again, and I was having all these different quirky things happening. And I was just trying to find my path, right? Find my path back to feeling good. And Western medicine just wasn't doing it for me anymore. There was no help for stress, no actionable help for stress. There was no specific kind of body work other than regular massage, which, you know, I'd try to kind of weedle out the people that did more specific stuff. And, you know, it would help for a little while, but nothing long lasting. So I just decided to go back to school. I did a ton of spiritual work. I went back for my medical massage licensing, and then I went on to doing the certification for whole food plant-based dieting. And I got to the part where I was trying to mentor with people and just getting as much information as I could from all over. And after a while, what I did is I just put together specific modalities that I felt really had helped me and kind of worked off of each other. And combining that with the nutrition and then just the de-stressing component in the spiritual practice that I use was a game changer. It was one of those pivotal moments in your life where you go, oh, all the pieces fit, and look how much better I'm feeling. Look at my lab work, you know, look at my range of motion, look at my performance. My PRs went way up. So it was at that moment I'm like, okay, this is what I need to do, because I was so connected and I believed in it and I saw the results, and it was just time to do something, to bring it to the bigger crowd.
Yeah. So, PR, so are you a runner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And were you kind of doing these things to help yourself, or did you have the idea of starting the business all along?
I really started it to help myself initially. Mm-hmm. And then I love anatomy and physiology. That was, you know, it's just one of those things that's a fascinating subject in school for me, and always has been, excuse me, and being physical all my life and in sports and things, it was another natural progression of where to go. And I think it was just that aha moment of, wow, there's other people out there just like me that have been struggling and they don't even know that this exists. So that was kind of the time to make it more of, you know, I saw a need and I was trying to fill it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great when you can align your personal passions, your skills, your talents with service to others. You know, Right. That's where I think that's one of the seven spiritual laws that Deepak talks about. And it creates this abundance and this wealth and this, I mean, just the universe is all in sync when that happens, you know? So that's really cool that you could do that.
Right. I mean, it is what makes you get up in the morning, because if you don't have that passion and you don't have the connection of your belief system in what you do, and you're just not going to have the motivation to kind of get through your daily stuff.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about that. Like, what is it that you most love about what you do?
Wow. Well, I think it's my clients and it's the results that I get for them, or not really that I get for them, that I kind of lead them to, I think is probably the best way to do it. Because, you know, when we're working and we're working together and really listening to the clients about what they need and where they're coming from, and we get, like I said, we get really specific. If someone comes in with a pulled hamstring, I'm not going to give them a full body deep tissue massage. I need to give them something that they're actually going to feel change and address the problem. If it's education, you know, educating them about the body and about the way things work and what I do to remove scar tissue and adhesions in that hamstring, the light goes on in their head. They're like, oh, okay, so I'm not going to have to stop running, or I'm not going to have to, you know, go have an MRI or something like that. You know, there are those cases that you do have those people where you have to say, okay, it's a little bit more. But I think the thing that I love most is just connecting to people, having them be able to talk to me, and together we figure out what the best approach is for them. And then they always leave, whether it's a nutrition client or a bodywork client, they always leave with a positive change. And I think that's what fires me up, because I'm a results-oriented person. If I don't see it, you know, I'm pretty skeptical. So if I'm not seeing something happening or feeling something happening, I'm, you know, it's short-lived in my mind. So I like to give that to people, and I think that's what's exciting about it.
That's really pretty powerful when somebody can walk in with a certain amount of pain or a something isn't aligned right or whatever, and they can walk out with that problem being solved, or at least, you know, a lot of relief. That's pretty powerful.
It is. And sometimes it's just, you know, people finally having someone to talk to about it and somebody that works with them in tandem to go, okay, you know, let's figure this out. Let's get to the root of the problem here. And I know for me, you know, so many times when I've been with a practitioner or with a physician, or, you know, they're on such a time crunch and a time schedule. It's, you're in, you're trying to consolidate your story or your issue into a 30-second little blip and get all the information in there so they understand you. And sometimes you just can't do that, right? It's really hard. And if there's an emotional side to it, or even a spiritual side to it sometimes, right? You don't get a chance to do that with your doctor or most practitioners. So it is powerful. And I think that, you know, a lot of changes start happening when you just sit and work with someone on a problem.
And tell me a little bit about the types of clients you work with. What's the kind of like your favorite type of client to work with?
Wow. You know, I've had so many different people that I would never have expected to be a quote typical client. But I think it's just the average weekend warrior that's trying to get healthy, that's, you know, trying to overcome little issues. My own story, it was it. I mean, I'm just an average person. I was a runner. I love to run. I love to exercise. And so that age group of, you know, between 30s and 50s, and you're just trying to look for that healthier path, other alternatives that are out there, and somebody to listen and kind of guide you along that way.
That's very interesting. And I'm doing a little like completely unscientific research on the kinds of clients we attract. And I believe what I've kind of been seeing is like we attract people most like ourselves.
Right.
Especially when we infuse our personality and our beliefs into our brand. And so that's just, that's kind of reinforces that. That's kind of cool to hear you say that.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I think we all come from a place of our story. So, and it's so important to us that when we start seeing the same or similarities with other folks, we want to reach out and connect, because it's, you know, we're all in this together, but when you have a similarity, that's when you reach out and go, hey, you know, here's our community. I was there. I did the same thing, or I had the same issues and it was the same problem, and let me help, you know, let me kind of give you support. Hmm. Yeah.
So do you have a mission in life?
Do I have a mission in life?
You know, a lot of companies, you know, we have mission statements, and
right.
Sometimes those kind of reflect what we're all about, and sometimes they don't. And so I'm just kind of throwing it out there. Like, I think I have a sense of what it is your mission is, but I wanted to hear you kind of talk about that a little bit.
Well, off the cuff, I'd have to just say that probably I want to give folks resources to adapt, repair, and rebalance their bodies and lives. That's a very short mission statement, but yeah, I mean, there's so many things out there, and to kind of distill it down to help people really be able to choose and find what's for them is so important, because we have so many people selling us things or telling us this is right and that's not right. Giving people just the resources to look at things differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you said that very well. And I think what you're saying is it's kind of about transformation. You're helping people transform from maybe unhealthy or in pain to healthier and pain-free.
Right.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a good mission right there, Suzanne. I like that.
It is.
So tell me something that's really kind of challenging you with the business right now.
Let's see, what's challenging me with the business? Well, I think the hardest thing is when you spend so much time working in your business, you have very little time to work on your business. And trying to find the balance of staying connected in with your clients, especially when you do things that are client-based and it's a service-based business, that it's challenging to, you know, spend the time kind of doing your yearly plans or your follow-ups and, you know, just the odds and ends that businesses, you know, have. The office day is usually packed with so many different things that, you know, you have to kind of struggle to get through because clients are calling saying, hey, I need you, which is great. But yeah.
I think this is one of the number one issues that small business owners or entrepreneurs face. Mm-hmm. Is having the time to work on the business, because we sometimes it's out of necessity because it's just us.
Right.
And sometimes we might have some people working for us, but we don't really trust them. And so we end up doing it all ourselves anyway.
Right.
And it's just very interesting, you know, but in order to grow the business, in order to keep up, you know, you've got to relinquish some control and you've got to find some resources, and it's tough.
It is. And you know what? I am seeing a little bit of a trend swing towards between virtual assistants and actual physical assistants that are actually reaching out to the small business entrepreneur to say, hey, you know, low overhead is great, but you also need some help. And there are some people kind of stepping up and seeing that that niche that needs to be filled for those of us that run our own business single-handedly. you know, a one woman show, we can only do so much, especially when it's a service based business. So it's good to see that. It's, you know, it's a welcome lifeline for those of us that really need an extra brain and an extra pair of hands to kind of do some things. So.
Yeah. Have you had any experience using a virtual or actual assistant?
I have a virtual assistant that actually does my bookkeeping for me, which is, she's an angel. I love her. I trust her completely, which is a surprise because I'm not one that just trusts very quickly. She came by way of a very good recommendation from someone that I really think highly of. And she has done a phenomenal job. She has just kept me right where I need to be. She's always shooting me notes. End of month, I get my P&L and it's great. It's just, I don't have to worry about that component of it. So she's fantastic.
Cool. That's really good to hear. It's good to hear good stories when we take on people to help us do things like that.
Right.
And it's probably worth every penny, right?
Oh gosh. Yeah. And then some.
Cool. Well, the flip side is like, tell me something that's working really well for you right now.
I think, you know, the beginning of this year, I really pushed, or I should say, I really kind of launched the introduction of the nutrition plans in relationship with the body work. It has been really well received. I've had more and more people saying, okay, I need to get on this program with you because my body's just not doing what I expected to do, whether it's age, whether it's, you know, they are trying to get better at their sport or their competition, whatever they're doing, or they're just people that are going, I just feel so bad all the time that I need some other help. I need some other avenue to address this. So it's opened up a great dialogue, and it's just really, I just can't even imagine not ever doing this hand in hand because it goes so well together. And I've been really, really excited about the response that I've gotten. It's very exciting.
So give me a quick rundown of what a nutrition plan kind of looks like. I don't know if you need to give a lot of details, but let's say I come to you and I'm eating a standard American diet or whatever, and I'm not feeling well. I want to change somehow. What does that look like working with you in that way?
There's a few different approaches that I take. A lot of people want to just kind of try it out and do a little cleanup program. So that's just getting them through a 3 or 5 day cleanse and then giving them 5 days of whole food, plant-based food. So that's the easy down and dirty kind of, sample. From there we go to a 30-day, kickoff, and then we do a 6-month plan. So I introduce them and I usually educate them about what that looks like, what it's going to be, a kind of a tapering off, doing an 80-20, 60-40 plate, meaning the higher number being more fruits, vegetables, some grains. We really kind of base everything from the vegetable standpoint. But a little fruits, little grains are very, very good and very healthy. And then we get them to put, you know, whatever they're still hanging on to, whether it's the dairy or the meat or processed foods, I hope not. But, you know, if they still want to eat that, I give them a little time to kind of change and kind of funnel down to a full plant-based diet. And then we go from there. And a lot of it is really customized. I look at and talk. We spend probably an hour and a half consult together talking about things, educating, and really listening to what they want from a change. If it is because, you know, body work, they're here with me so often with different things popping up all the time, then we have to really look at what the root cause is. Is it nutrition? Is it something else that they might need, you know, a specialized personal trainer to help strengthen them instead of, you know, just doing the same old thing. You know, when you go at something the same way and expecting different results, that's insanity, right? So we want to change that kind of approach and go, okay, what else is out there? Let's step outside that box. Let's step out our tunnel vision of the standard American diet and the standard way of doing things. And it's fun for people. People do get excited. There's a, you know, a few people go, I don't know if I can do this. But most of the time, they are 100% excited and ready to give something different a try.
Yeah, and I would think that there's probably a percentage that try it and don't continue, but then those few that do, or whatever the percentage is, it's probably life-changing.
You know, it is, and it was so funny because a client came to me, I guess it's been about a year and a half, 2 years ago now. No, about a year and a half. And he was a complete carnivore. There was nothing going to change his mind about anything. And I had been seeing him for an ankle problem. Couldn't run. He hadn't been able to run in years because of this ankle and calves. We had been working on that. And we had gotten him to a place where he was actually able to run again for, you know, shorter periods, 3 miles. And he had some weight and he just could not shake that 25 pounds of weight. We went back and forth and I was joking with him and I said, you know, I have this program I'm working on and let me start you on it and you can be one of my first guinea pigs and really try this and we'll get into really deep stuff with you. And he fought me on it and fought me on it. And I said, that's fine. Whenever, you know, if you're ready for it, you let me know. So one day out of the blue, he called and he said he was ready. So I did the program with him. And about 2 months after, I hadn't really heard from him, so I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know, I guess I lost my my client. You know, he called me out of the blue, and he was just, first of all, he cussed at me in a joking manner, saying, what the blank? I've lost my 25 pounds. Not only have I lost my 25 pounds, I'm now running 8 miles. I feel fantastic. Some of the other issues, medical issues that he had just dropped by the wayside. He said, I can't believe that I'm eating crow. And he stopped himself and he laughed. He said, but I can't eat crow because that's not on the vegan menu. And he's like, I can't tell you how good I feel. He said, my family is just beside themselves because I no longer order meat. And that was my predominant base of my life. And he said, you know, I really wish I would have given in sooner and had you help me sooner. But it was so exciting for me to have somebody who I really thought kind of pushed it aside, you know, and thought I was just not going to help him. And here it is. Turns out that he had been actually really focused and jumped on it and just, you know, embraced it. So I was really, really happy about that.
That is a great story.
Yeah. He's a pretty funny guy, too. So there was a lot of laughing along the way.
I can relate to that, too, because I had that similar kind of experience when I switched to a plant-based diet. I felt great, lost weight, started running better, and all those things. So I can totally relate. That's awesome.
Yeah. Right.
So tell me, I want to go back to like when you first started your business. Mm-hmm. And if you could just give yourself one piece of advice, what might that be?
Talking to people more. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, when I was a little introverted at the very beginning of starting this path. And I was always very shy to talk to people. But what I've learned over the years is it's like a little gift you get every time you talk to someone. Because, you know, I might be in the grocery store picking up some vegetables and there's somebody there looking kind of stunned in front of the organic grocery or produce section, right? And just to start up a conversation sometimes, hey, how you doing? Pretty crazy over here, right? And you laugh and you start to talk and something that they may say or mention might be something that I have been looking for, whether it's in work or whether it's in my own life. But I think as far as work goes, you have to just start talking to people. You know, in the business world, we're so kind of cloaked in our business, in our world, wherever we work, whether it's our office or our studio or whatever, that you get kind of stuck in those patterns and you're talking to your clients about what's going on inside, but you don't ever step outside and start talking to your neighbor or, like I said, somebody in the grocery store. And before you know it, there's all these little gifts that you kind of start collecting. Oh, I talked to that person the other day and they introduced me to this, or somebody mentioned that when I saw them in the grocery store checkout line, or, you know, I was at the farmer's market and ran into somebody there, or, you know, anything like that. And it's just about kind of expanding your circle and and just reaching out and talking to people. I think that's something I should have done a lot sooner.
And I guess not letting fear stop you from just reaching out and, you know, and making that connection.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
I know that stops me from doing that a lot of times. Like, they don't want to hear from me. They don't care what I have to say, you know.
Or who's the crazy lady at the produce section?
Who's this weirdo? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I think everybody wants that. It's a community thing. And I think we've gotten away from it as we've gotten, moved on in our world, that nobody really talks to each other. But I think it is the fear factor, especially when you own your own business, of you're trying to do so much and you don't want to talk to anybody else because of that infringement, number one, and then just to fill your head even more. But I think it's good. I think it's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, that's really cool. So do you have anything that inspires you? Are you reading any good? Have you read a good book lately? Business or life related?
You know, I have two people that inspire me daily.
Oh, cool.
Author wise. There's a gal named Chris Carr who was instrumental in pushing me down this road because I had read her or saw her story in a documentary. Crazy Sexy Cancer.
Mm.
And she is just the most engaging, fun, normal person. But she gives these bits of motivation that are fantastic. And I really enjoy her. The other person is Danielle Laporte. And Danielle is an amazing writer. And she started something called the Firestarter Sessions. I think that was her first book. And then the next one that I read was called the Desire Mapping. And it gave me a framework for where I wanted to go and what I wanted in life, but it put it into feelings. It was all about the feeling of things. It wasn't that I wanted a big practice in that corner office, you know, downtown, because once I got there, would I still be fulfilled? It was about, what do I want to feel every day when I go to work? And as long as those feelings are getting met, I feel successful and I feel complete. So it was, those are two really, really amazing women that I do follow quite often through social media and just to see what they're talking about. And it always gives me more of a platform to kind of jump off of.
Cool. I'm going to put links to those. To Crazy Sexy Cancer and Daniel Laporte's site. Daniel Laporte's very cool.
Yeah.
I'll put links in the show notes.
Great.
For that stuff. Cool. We'll share that with people.
Yeah.
So do you have any, a quick tip for someone who just wants to, change for the better somehow? What is something everybody could do better, whether it's eating better or, you know, just one little thing somebody could do?
Well, all my clients would probably be laughing right now if they heard me in this interview, because they know the thing that I constantly say to everybody, the one thing, if you can change this, you'll be happy. And that's drinking water more.
Oh. I mean,
people do not drink enough water. It's so surprising to me that the majority of people are walking around so dehydrated, and that's one of 70% of the cause of chronic pain is dehydration. So my key always is half your weight in ounces is what you're supposed to be drinking on the regular every day. And if you're active or if you have coffee or an adult beverage, you have to double up. So I always say take, 20 ounces in to make up for that 8 ounce cup of coffee or that, 4 ounce glass of wine or something like that. So water.
That is awesome. If you're not peeing all day long, you're just not doing it right.
Exactly.
I do drink a lot of water. I'm drinking some water right now as I'm talking to you, actually. And eat nothing but, plants, fruits, vegetables. So I get tons of water from that as well. But even, long runs, I did a 50K last weekend and I was trying to drink as much water as I could out there. And I got a little dehydrated. Yeah. And I can tell. And there's some days where it's so hot and humid where, man, it's really tough to stay hydrated.
It is. And people don't realize, even just driving in the car when you're sweating, you know, because, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how hot it was in the car. Even that little bit, you start to dehydrate and fall back. And if you're not constantly sipping on water, you know, especially when we, people that are in front of the computer, you know, for 8 hours a day, and they're sitting there and they're like, well, I don't need to drink because I'm not really moving. Yeah, you do, because your body is functioning, your body's moving. You have all the physiological aspects going on in there. And when you stand up and you're so stiff and sore and you're wondering why, it's partially because you're dehydrated. And I love to see their face of skepticism when I tell them that. And I said, well, just do it for a couple of days and then let me know. And they always come back going, I had no idea. I had no idea. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's just a simple little thing. And it's so easy. I always, my big thing is I always tell people that my water bottle is like my whoopee, you know, like little kids have their little blankets, but I don't go anywhere without my water bottle. I had to find one that worked for me. And once I found it, I don't leave any place. Even my 20 something year old kids, they'll see my water bottle sitting out. And if I'm not home, they know that I'm going to have a big meltdown. So they usually call me and your water bottle's here. Do you want me to bring it to you? So it's important. It really is.
That's a good way of keeping it with you too. So get a good water bottle that works for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool. So how about anything that helps you with your state of mind on a regular basis? Any sort of daily practices that you engage in?
Yeah, a couple. Because of the spiritual work that I've done in the past, I do something called shamanic journeying, which is my meditation time. It kind of is a guided imagery that I do that helps me get to a place of calm and peace. And I do that every morning without fail. I get up, I'll grab my water, a cup of coffee, and I sit and do that. And then I'm out for my run. So there's that. Plus I've been working with a business coach that has something called the MOVE program, M-O-V-E. It's motivation. And I'm going to forget the other ones. Let's see. Motivation, observation, visualization, and execution. And keeping those four things in my mind throughout the day, especially business-oriented, keeps me focused on my business. It's a great program.
That sounds very interesting. And is that like just something that your coach kind of came up with, or is this like a program that's like out there that a lot of people do?
No, it's his program.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Organization, that was the O, not observation. Sorry. Wow.
Yeah, some coach, you know, you're yeah, or some student you are, you know. No, it's all good. So what do you do when you're not working, Suzanne? What do you do for fun?
I'm not sure what that is since I'm just kidding. Well, I run a little bit now. I'm not as much of a runner as I was before, but I do that. I have tons of time with my dogs in the morning when we walk and do that. And I love to garden. It's fun.
Nice. It's a good time of the year to do that. Do you have a vegetable garden?
I do. I have both vegetables and flowers, but of course you have to have veggies out there because how could you not, right?
My wife and I tried a vegetable garden for a couple of seasons, and we have this humongous tree in our backyard. It's a pin oak, and it's got to be, I don't know how. And we just can't get enough sun.
Yeah.
We tried, and we got some things came in the fall. Like we got some big zucchinis and some squashes and things like that. Tomatoes didn't really work well. There's a couple other things we did that just would not work out there because it's just not sunny enough. But that is awesome. What do you got growing right now?
Oh, my gosh. We are inundated with lettuce. We did three or four different kinds of lettuce this year that it's been perfect weather for them. So they're all ready. We also have zucchini, cucumbers, peppers, tomatoes, eggplant, broccoli. We have broccoli this year.
Nice.
Yeah. And of course, kale. We have to have kale every year. But
yeah.
So that was it for this year. I keep looking at it going, gosh, that's a lot. And then there's always one thing that you go, oh, we should have planted that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a big garden.
Yeah, I have a pretty decent yard, so it's nice to be able to drop a few raised beds in there.
Cool. All right, so let's talk about the vision for your business. What do you hope things will look like here in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, you know, I don't really have like a 3 or 5 year plan. I really like going from year to year. There's so many things that change, so many new ideas that kind of creep in. I have a setup for my year plan of looking down the year of just different things I want to do, classes and workshops I want to give people, and managing my own time schedule or schedule to plan that out. It's always a hard one for me because they always teach you about the 5 year plan, and I just never can get past that year or year and a half. So,
well, that's good. And the reason I mention the 5 year plan is because I want to hear bigger picture stuff, you know. And that's why I mention that sometimes because, but if you're not in that mindset or whatever, that's totally fine. But sometimes it helps to think like outside of the comfort zone, you know what I mean? Cause right. A year from now, oh, I just hope that things are a little better than they were now. And that's fine. You can do that over you, but like, what, you know, what is like the big, like what, if you could like wave a magic wand right now and make your business look a different way, like what would that look like?
I think it really would be a great balance between having people that are in for bodywork, nutrition, and de-stressing techniques. And I think that's where I want to be is in that 2 to 3 year, 5 year plan, having a really healthy balance of all those people and being able to serve and provide the tools for each one of those different sets of people or someone that comes with that needs all of them. Just a really healthy balance, I think, of doing that, because I love all three. And when you can combine them together, it's more fascinating to see results change quickly when you have all three together. And I think in that 5 year plan, I would like to see a really healthy balance of that across the board.
See, that's awesome. Now you've got the plan. You just got to work towards that.
That's right.
Perfect. Okay, so here's where I'm going to give you the chance to hear somebody else's story here on the podcast. So, Suzanne, who would you like to hear interviewed on this podcast and why?
Toby Christensen. Mm-hmm. He has been instrumental in getting me kind of on level ground to launch my business and to expand and grow it. He's also given me the MOVE program. So, I think he would be fascinating. He's such a good speaker. So
cool. Toby, I'm going to reach out to you. Maybe you can hook me up with a little intro there, Suzanne. And I will reach out to Toby and we'll try to get him on here and let him share his story.
Great. Sounds good.
Perfect. Well, as you know, Focus 5 Design is a creative agency that gets you focused and helps you discover your remarkable brand. And now, Suzanne, I want to hear from you. Tell me about a brand that you find remarkable.
Well, I'm a big animal lover, and I think West Paw Design is a really great brand. They do a lot for animals in general, but they have really great products. They stand behind them, and they're, you know, anything from the repurposed, recycled to really organic-based materials and things like that are healthy for dogs and cats alike. But I really like them. They have good reputability and just a great design.
Cool. Yeah, I'm checking out their website right now and looks pretty awesome. Do you have pets at home? Any four-legged friends?
I do. I have two dogs and a cat right now. That's about the least amount we've had for quite some time.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Oh, that's fun. Well, West Paw Design. Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm digging their stuff here. Very cool. All right. So where can people reach out to thank you and learn more about you and what you do?
You can find me on all the social media. I'm at Facebook at Medical Massage Cincinnati, Holistic Approach to Living, and Suzanne3 at Twitter, and same on Facebook. Did I say Facebook already?
No, so that's all good. I will have links to all that in the show notes for this episode, which can be found at focus5design.com/Suzanne Lautzing, SuzanneLautzsingh.
Right.
Did I get it all right?
You did. That was perfect.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Suzanne, for taking time out of your day to chat with me. It's been really fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was fun. I like it.
I really enjoyed this conversation with Suzanne. She's doing so much right with her business, from standing up for something she believes in to recognizing when it's time to get some help. She's right on track to gain more trust, get better clients, and keep the business growing. This has been the Focus 5 Design Podcast. My name is Patrick McGillivray. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Just search for Focus 5 Design wherever you get your podcasts. And if you do use iTunes, go ahead and leave a quick rating and review. It helps others find the show. For show notes and links, you can go to focus5design.com/Suzanne Lautzsing. And that's spelled SUZANNELAUTZSING H. That's focus5design.com/Suzanne Lautzsing. Your call to action this week is talk to people. Reach out and actually communicate with other people. The world around you is full of amazing, interesting, and sometimes helpful people. So don't let fear hold you back. Go out there this week and just engage in small talk with a random stranger at the grocery store, in line at Starbucks, or wherever. It's a great way to expand your circle and maybe make new friends. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time here on the Focus 5 Design Podcast.